Hey guys, it's Donald, and I'm actually recording today driving south. That's right. I'm in my car and I'm going to the beach because I have beach fever. I'm about as entrepreneur as they come, but even me, I can get stuck sometimes in this box of, oh, I can't really record a podcast. I'm not in studio or I'm not sitting down at a desk. And it just hit me. I'm like, well, I mean, I have a microphone. I got plenty of time on the road. So why wouldn't I just, talk while I drive? I'm really just letting you in my life, guys. There are no rules. But I had a really cool idea, and I really hope it turns out okay audio-wise or technical-wise, but I have no idea. So I got an invite from one of the guests that's been on my show twice now. Her name's Abby Anderson. If you haven't heard her, she's awesome. And make sure you go check her out. So talented. And I got an invite the other day that she was playing a private show just for friends and family before she goes out on the road. She's actually going to get to open up for a pretty hot artist that's really making waves right now. And I won't mention who it is because I don't really know if I should yet. But anyway, I'll let her do that if she wants to. So I had this idea. Well, I wonder if I can record this live show that she's going to do for us. And really just got to give you a peek of what I get to hear and get the front row seat of. Besides just bringing them in kind of a controlled, more personal, setting like the podcast show is. So I hope the quality turns out. The show was awesome. A lot of her friends and family were there. Funny story and really just this, really how Nashville kind of works. It was in this old warehouse. I had never been here before. Didn't even know it existed. It looked like a really big t-shirt printing press factory or something. But you walked all the way to the back and then go through these doors, and there was this gorgeous, state-of-the-art, brand-new studio. Hardwood floors, leather couches, probably one of the biggest, sound mixing boards you've ever seen, with this huge glass window in front of it. You could tell where, the artist plays and sings and the musicians play their instruments, which is where she was going to be playing, but it was gorgeous. And these places are everywhere in Nashville. You would never know that that studio existed back there unless somebody who knew about it took you back there. But I was walking in with Abby and we were just catching up, and she was introducing me to her manager. And by the time I'm meeting him, I hear somebody call out my name in the back. I'm like, who in the world would be here that knows me? And I turn around and it's Corey Crowder. And Crowder was like, if you haven't heard, he's episode number one. Great friend and number one hit songwriter and producer of Chris Young's album, just doing big things now. And he was actually back in that studio working with another artist, just tweaking, doing his thing. And I'm like, wow, only in Nashville could you end up in the back of a warehouse in the middle of nowhere to watch a new friend, an up-and-coming artist, play for her friends and family and run into an old friend who's a hit songwriter and producer. And just how the worlds kind of collide like that is really awesome. And I feel like it's really just part of the culture of Nashville. It's what I love. And I have to just be as raw and real as I can, because that's Nashville. And if you want to really experience it, that's the feel of it. And, they had never even met before, and she didn't even really know who Corey was. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you not know who Corey is? But it's crazy how that all works. And gosh, I really hope they, someday work together and, big things to come out of that. Just that one little introduction. You never know when things can happen. Anyway, the show ended up being great. She played 4 or 5 songs. Her last one was like one of my favorites, the ones that she always closes her shows on. So that's the one I'm going to let you hear. And hopefully the sound quality comes out really well. But just wanted to hopefully, give you a front row seat like I have and like I have had in the last 15 years, where these artists, they say, hey, come, let me just play for you. And it's awesome. And, I've been here with other friends in these same situations. And believe it or not, some of these friends that I did this with and for years ago are now the people you're hearing on the radio and going to their concerts and stadiums. And that's really the cool part. And I really feel like Abby's going to be one of those girls one day. She's so talented and just got a great heart, great personality. You just can't help but fall in love with her. So I'm going to let Abby pick up from here. We're going to see what this turns out wise. Hopefully it's very clear and you can hear it. But we're going to change it up a little bit. There are no rules. It's my podcast. This is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. I really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. You know, please follow me on social media. I'll try to involve you as much as I can. It's always Donald S. Jenkins, whether it's Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, and then Donald Jenkins on Facebook. And then support my guest and artist. They're awesome. Thanks, guys. Enjoy. Abby Anderson.
So I'm here with Abby Anderson, live performance tonight.
Yeah.
What is this?
What
is this? Private event, friends and family?
I'm putting on a practice show because I'm opening for Kelsey Ballerini this summer, and I'm stoked about it. And so all my friends are here to watch me so I can play my set for them.
I like it.
Yeah.
So
isn't that fun?
We get an exclusive before never seen.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
That's what's going down.
All right. Well, I'm going to be front row.
Excited.
You all right with that?
Yeah, you will.
Inside the freedom. shining sea. Let freedom
has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.